Halliburton, the big oil services company, has announced that its CEO, David Lazar, is moving to Dubai, and that the company is opening a corporate headquarters in that oil boom town. Now, note that the company did not say that it's moving its headquarters to Dubai. The company apparently plans to have two headquarters, one in its traditional home of Houston, the other in Dubai. NPR's Adam Davidson reports on why Halliburton is moving its CEO.
Roger Reed says the reason Halliburton's CEO is moving to Dubai is pretty simple.
Why do you rob banks? Because that's where the money is. Well, where do you look for oil? You look for it where the reserves are, and the reserves are in that part of the world.
Reed is an analyst with Natexis Bleichroeder. He asked us to disclose that he does own some Halliburton stock. Halliburton doesn't own oil wells. It comes in when a company or a country that does own a field wants to dig for oil.
You can almost think of it as like fewer, building a house. You could be your own general contractor, and you hire various guys in, like Halliburton, to do work. Or you could say, I just want a house built. You guys say you can do it all. I leave you in charge. You get it done.
Halliburton does most of its work at new oil fields. Once a field is up and running, Halliburton usually leaves the scene. So the company wants to be near where new fields are opening. Decades ago, that was Houston. Today, it's the Middle East, Central Asia, even Vietnam. And Reed says it's a very long flight from Houston to those places.
And then once you're there, it's your nighttime. When you're there during the day, it can be a little disorienting, be fairly tough travel.
Some press accounts and a few in Congress suggest that Halliburton is leaving the U.S. and will become a Dubai company. A Halliburton spokesperson sent an email to NPR which read, quote, "Halliburton is and will remain a U.S. corporation incorporated in Delaware with its principal executive office in Houston, Texas. As such, we anticipate absolutely no tax benefits from this decision." Close quote. Tax attorney Alan Appel.
Just moving the offices alone won't do it. That just won't do it.
Appel of the law firm Brian Cave says it used to be easy for companies to switch their legal residence for tax purposes, but Congress tightened the law in 2004.
Basically, in plain English, if a U.S. company moves its corporate headquarters to a foreign country, for U.S. tax purposes, nothing has happened. It's still considered to be a U.S. corporation for all purposes of the Internal Revenue Code.
Appel says if Halliburton does want to stop being an American company and to legally become foreign, it would have to locate 10% of its global staff in Dubai and would have to make 10% of its global income there. Neither of those conditions are likely anytime soon. So for now, Halliburton is very much an American company. But Greg Priddy, an analyst with the Eurasia Group, says the CEO's move to Dubai might be targeted at public opinion in oil-rich countries.
The U.S. brand name, so to speak, in the Middle East is very unpopular right now. And for a company that wants to grow their business there, it makes sense to emphasize that they're global rather than U.S.-based.
Some in Congress have expressed concern about the move because Halliburton's subsidiary, KBR, is a major defense contractor. But KBR is on track to become an independent company next month. Vice President Dick Cheney was CEO of Halliburton from 1995 to 2000. His office said that he would not comment on the move. Adam Davidson, NPR News.